Isn't it wonderful to be here?
Er det ikke nydelig å være her?
Is it not?
Er det ikke?
Yes. I think it is.
Jeg tror det. Jeg synes det det.
Before we go into the word of God.
Før vi går inn I Guds ord.
That's one special person I want to welcome here today.
Det en spesiell person jeg ønsker å si ekstra gi oppmerksomhet I dag.
One special person I want to celebrate today.
En spesiell person som jeg vil hedre I dag.
This person turned 75 years old some I think last week.
Og denne mannen han rundet 75 år.
I know him. I know him pretty well.
Jeg kjenner han ganske godt.
I remember the time he came out here to give his life to Christ in our international fellowship.
Jeg husker at han også overga seg igjen til Jesus på en international fellowship for noen år tilbake.
And I visit him once in a while in the place he stays just very close to this place.
Og jeg besøker han innimellom på et sted som han bor rett ved siden av her.
And that person is Bent. Where is he? Bent Fredrikstad, are you here? Yes.
Og den personen Bent Fredriksen.
Can you stand up?
Klarer du å stå opp?
Amen. Amen. Once in a while, I used to go drive Bent from where he stays to the church, and he's always very dedicated, always a heart coming to church at all times.
Innimellom så hentet jeg han til gudstjenesten, og han har alltid en veldig sånn iver og brann etter å komme til gudstjenesten.
Halleluja. Okay, let's hear it. Let's just do it now.
La oss lese. La oss bare gjøre det nå.
Are we ready?
Du klar?
You see, Jan-Inge already introduced the series that we are starting from today.
Jan-Inge har introdusert serien som vi starter I dag.
And the series he says, just do it.
Og serien sier, just do it.
He already showed it last week. He already showed it earlier today.
Han har allerede vist oss det tidligere I dag.
So this series is purely based on the foundation of this ministry.
Og den serien bygger på grunnlaget for den tjenesten vi har som kirke.
It is the vision, the foundation of the vision of the church here.
Det fundamentet for visionen som vi har.
It is called the Bible based.
Det å være bibelbasert.
So we are a Jesus centered church.
Vi en Jesus-sentrert menighet.
And we focus on people.
Og vi menneskefokusert.
Bible based.
Bibelbasert,
Jesus-centered,
Jesus-centrert,
people-focused,
og menneskefokusert.
And that is the foundation of the series that we're going to have these next 3 weeks.
Og det fundamentet også for serien som vi nå deler 3 søndager.
So it's a privilege I'm taking the first one, which is the Bible-based.
Så det mitt privilegium I dag å ta første del og være bibelbasert.
And it says, just do it and read it.
Og det står altså, just do it, les det.
So obviously this ministry, this church, the foundation is based on the word of God.
Så selvfølgelig så denne kirkens fundament basert på Guds ord.
We are committed to every single verse in this word of God.
Vi forpliktet på hvert ord som står I denne boken, Guds ord.
We are committed to every chapter in this book.
Vi overgitt til hvert kapittel I denne boken.
We are committed to every book that is here.
Vi overgitt til hver bok som her.
We don't omit anyone.
We
don't omit or remove anyone.
Vi tar ikke bort noe.
That is what we believe in.
Det det vi tror.
The word of God.
Guds ord.
That is our foundation.
Det vårt fundament.
And sometimes it's easy for people to ask, what is this word of God?
Og noen ganger så kan man spørre, men hva dette her Guds ordet?
The word of God is found here in the Bible.
Guds ord finner vi her I Bibelen.
It is our manual.
Det vår manual.
It is our blueprint as believers.
Det det som det vi forplikter oss på som troende.
It is through the word of God that we know the nature and character of God.
Det gjennom Guds ord som vi lærer Gud å kjenne hans karakter, hans natur.
It is through here that we know more about his teachings.
Det vi vet hva vi skal undervise.
And through here we know about his will.
Det vi kjenner hans vilje.
It has been there from the beginning of ages.
Det vært der for den troende til alle tider.
John chapter 1 verse 1 says, in the beginning was the word.
Johannes sier I kapittel 1, I begynnelsen var ordet.
And the word was with God.
Och ordet var hos Gud.
And the word was God.
Och ordet var Gud.
And this word we're talking about is the person called Jesus Christ.
Och det ordet som vi snackar om är personen Jesus Kristus.
And this word is put together in letters in what has been given to us as the Bible.
Och det här är översatt till bokstäver som vi kan läsa om I Bibeln.
It was there from beginning of creation.
Det var där från begynnelsen av skapelsen.
It is not just ordinary book.
Det är inte bara en vanlig bok.
It is a book with a transforming power.
Det är en bok med förvandlande kraft.
It is a book where we see the image and power of God.
Det är en bok där vi ser avbildet av Gud och hans kraft.
It is living.
Det är levande.
It is effective.
Det är effektivt.
Because Hebrews says.
För Hebreerbrevet säger.
For the word of God is living and powerful.
Att Guds ord är levande och virkekraftigt.
It is alive all the time.
Det är levande alltid.
So no book in the whole world has the same kind of effective power that this word of God has.
Så ingen annan bok har den effekten och den kraften som denna boken har.
And you see, it is given to us for a purpose.
Det är gett till oss för en hensikt.
It's given for us for a reason.
Det är gett till oss för en orsak.
You see, God did not create us and live out in this world to figure things by ourselves.
Gud har överlåtit oss inte till det här och bara finna ut av alla ting I världen själv.
You know, the God we serve,
den Gud som vi tjänar,
he is a God of order.
Han är en Gud av orden.
He is a God of plan.
Han har en plan.
He is a God of purpose.
Han har en hensikt.
You remember when he made man, when he created the world in 6 days?
Du vet att när han skapade människan på den sjätte dagen,
he created everything in order.
Så hade han skapat allt I orden,
one after the other.
Det ene efter det andra.
And then eventually he made us man.
Och så till slut så skapade han oss människan.
But he did not just leave us empty.
Men han efterlot oss inte bara tomhänta.
He gave us his word to be our guide.
Han gav oss sitt ord för att vara vår vägledning.
To be what is leading us even as we live as his image in this world.
För att kunna leva och följa ham efter hans avbilde I denna världen.
So the God that we serve is a God of purpose.
Så denna Gud som vi tjänar, han är en Gud av hensikt.
Everything he does has a reason.
Allt han gör har en orsak.
And he gave us this word for a reason.
Och han ger oss detta ordet för en hensikt.
The book of Timothy says.
Så andra Timoteus säger.
The all scriptures they are given for a reason. You can read it by yourself.
Att hela skriften är inblåst av Gud.
Because the God that we serve has a purpose for everything that he does.
För att den Gud som vi tjänar har en hensikt för allt det han gör.
That is why he gave us this book.
Därför har han gett oss denna boken sån som vi har den I Bibeln.
I know that it is easy for some people to ask how true is it that this is the word of God actually.
Det är ju naturligt att spöra hur sant är det att det här är Guds ord?
For we as believers it is not too difficult, right?
För oss som tror är det inte för vanskligt.
Because the Holy Spirit enlightens us.
För den helige ande ger oss insikt.
But for those who are just trying to come to Christ.
Men för de som akkurat har kommit till tro då.
And even those who do not believe at all.
Eller kanske du inte regnar dig som en troende.
It's not easy for everyone to believe that this is the word of God.
Det är inte så lätt att tänka att detta här är Guds ord.
And so because of that the word of God the Bible has been attacked in so many different ways from generation to generation.
Och därför så har ju också Bibeln varit under angrepp från generation till generation.
The word of God has been attacked maybe by moralism.
Bibeln har blivit angreppet av moralistiska orsaker.
Sometimes it's attacked by, say, political correctness.
Kanske det har varit politisk korrekthet som har angreppet den.
But it does not change the truth.
Men det, sorry.
It does not change the truth.
Men det förändrar inte sanningen.
Because the truth remains.
För sanningen förblir.
That it is the word of God.
Att det är Guds ord.
That it is anchored and given directly from God himself.
Att den är av Gud och att den är gitt av Gud.
It is an eternal book.
Det är en evig bok.
It is an unchanging book.
Det är en oföränderlig bok.
You see, whenever I have an opportunity to discuss with someone.
Varje gång jag har en anledning till att snacka med någon.
Maybe someone with a different belief than what I believe in.
Någon kanske med en annan tro än det jag själv har.
Maybe someone with a different viewpoint from what I believe in.
Kanske någon med ett annat världsbild än det jag har.
I always strive to do just two things.
Så prövar jag göra två ting.
There are two truths that I always look for a way to say it.
Det är två sanningar jag alltid ser efter en väg att få sagt det på.
Number one is that Jesus Christ is savior of the world.
Att Jesus är världens frälsare.
Number two.
Nummer to,
that the Bible is the living word of God.
At Bibelen er Guds levende ord.
It doesn't matter the subject of discussion.
Det handler ikke om hva vi egentlig snakker om.
I always look for a way to bring these two important truths.
Jeg prøver alltid å se etter en vei etter å få sagt disse to sannhetene.
It does not mean whether you believe or agree or not.
Det betyr ikke om at jeg enig eller uenig.
But the truth remains the truth.
Men sannheten forblir sannhet.
So even if we look at this word of God, this Bible,
så selv om vi ser på Bibelen
from the human angle,
fra en menneskelig side,
let us for a while,
la oss bare for et øyeblikk,
just for a short moment,
for et lite øyeblikk,
try to keep God aside,
prøve å holde Gud utenfor,
and take this book and look at it from the human angle,
og bare ta denne boka og se den fra et menneskelig perspektiv.
This book was written in a period spanning over 1500 years.
Denne boken ble skrevet over en periode på 1500 år.
Over 1500 years it took to write this book.
Over 1500 år tok det å skrive denne boken.
It was inspired by the Holy Spirit.
Den var inspirerad av Gud den Helige Ånd.
Written by about 40 men or thereabout.
Skrevet av 40 olika människor.
This book had been there for more than 2000 years.
Den har varit där I 2000 år.
I'm looking at it from the human angle.
Och när vi ser det från den mänskliga sidan.
We have preached this book from generation to generation.
Så har vi prägt från denna boken från generation till generation.
But each new day that you pick it up.
Men varje dag du tar den upp.
You always see something new.
Så ser du alltid något nytt.
I'm talking from the human angle.
Jag ser det alltså från mänsklig sida.
This book has been translated in virtually so many languages.
Den har blivit översatt till så många språk.
We are an international church with the Norwegian foundation.
Vi är en internationell menighet I en norsk.
Is there anybody here that the Bible is not in his or her language?
Är det någon som inte har Bibeln på sitt språk här?
Anyone?
Någon?
No.
Nej.
Because if there was anyone that doesn't have the Bible in his or her language.
Och visst hade varit någon som inte hade haft språket Bibeln på sitt språk.
We would have taken it as a project now to translate in your language.
Så vill vi ha översatt den akkurat nå med det samme.
So it has been translated in so many different languages.
Så den har blivit översatt till så många språk.
I'm talking about the Bible from the human angle.
Jag snackar alltså om mänsklig Bibeln från den
mänskliga. Nobody know the number of copies that have been printed.
Det ingen som vet hur många kopior det har blivit laget av den.
We can only guess.
Vi kan bara gjette.
You see everything that the scientists have been trying to write about is in this book.
Allt som forskare har prövat att skriva något om, det står också omtalat I boken här.
Everything that the medical professionals have been trying to search for is in this book.
Allt som medicinska forskare har prövat att finna ut av, det står också här.
Are you looking for poetry?
Ser du efter poesi?
Are you looking for military strategy?
Ser du för strategier?
Are you looking for ideas and thoughts?
Ser du efter idéer och tankar?
Are you an architect looking for how to figure out how to build?
Är du arkitekt och ser efter idéer för hur du ska forma ting?
It is all in this book.
Allt är här.
I am talking from the human angle.
Jag snackar alltså från ett mänskligt synspunkt.
Some many years ago.
För många år tillbaka.
There was a Greek scientist.
Så var det en grekisk
called Pythagoras.
Pythagoras.
When he said to the world.
När han sa till världen.
The leaders of his time.
The leaders of his time. Ja, för sin livstid.
He said to them that the world is round.
Så sa han att jorden är rund.
Nobody believed him.
Ingen trodde han.
They almost punished him for preaching or speaking heresy.
De sa att han var en vranglärare.
But if they had opened this book.
Men visst de hade sett I boken här.
They would have seen that God speaking through prophet Isaiah.
Så hade de sett att Gud genom profeten Jesaja.
In Isaiah 40.
I kapitel 40.
He says it is God who sees in the circle of the earth.
Så är det Gud som har skapat jordens som en rundhet på engelska.
So it is already there before we scientists begin to figure out that the earth is circle.
Så det var alltså där för de forskarna fant ut.
Sometimes toward the end of 1800.
I slutet av 1800.
There was a man called Spencer Herbert.
Så var det en som heter det han sa.
Herbert Spencer was. Herbert Spencer was a scientist.
Herbert Spencer.
Herbert Spencer was a scientist.
Han var forskare.
He was a philosopher.
Han var filosof.
He was a sociologist.
Han var sociolog.
He won so many prizes for the fantastic work he did in the world of science.
Han vann så många priser för det arbete han gjorde inom forskning.
He did a whole lot of work and he was well acknowledged by the world.
Och han var svärt anerkänd.
You see, his greatest achievement was an A theory that you could see there.
Hans største oppnåelse var en teori som han kjent for I dag.
He said that everything in the whole universe.
Han sier at alt I hele universet
falls under one of five categories.
Faller under en av fem forskjellige kategorier.
Everything in the whole universe falls under one of five categories.
I hele universet faller under en av fem kategorier.
Number one is time.
En tid.
If something does not fall under time,
det noe som ikke faller inn under tid,
it could be action.
Så kan det være handling.
If it is not, no, it is no. He had it in the force, time, force.
Han hadde altså tid, kraft,
action,
handling,
space,
rom,
and matter.
Og materie.
Everything in the whole universe.
Alt I hele universet
falls under one of these.
Faller under en av disse kategoriene.
Is that not fantastic?
Det jo fantastisk.
Just think.
Bare tenk.
There's nothing that falls in the world that is outside of these five.
Det ingenting I verden som faller utenfor disse fem områdene.
Herbert Spencer won so many prizes for this.
Herbert Spencer vant så mange priser for akkurat den oppdagelsen.
Let's open your book to Genesis chapter 1.
Og hvis vi går til første Mosebok.
Genesis chapter 1 verse 1.
Vers 1.
Just the very first, the beginning of the Bible.
I begynnelsen av Bibelen.
Genesis 1 verse 1.
I første verset.
It says in the beginning.
Så står det I begynnelsen.
That is time.
Det tid.
God.
Gud.
That is force.
Det kraften.
Created.
Skapte.
That is action.
Det handlingen.
Heaven.
Himmel.
That is space.
Det rommet.
And earth.
Og jorda.
That is matter.
Det materie.
So everything that Mr. Spencer got all the prizes for is just in the first verse, first chapter of the Bible.
Alt det som Herbert ble kjent for, det står I første vers I Bibelen. Amen.
I'm not trying to run down Mr. Spencer here.
Jeg prøver ikke å degradere Spencer her.
I'm trying to tell all that whatever thing that we can ever think of is here.
Jeg prøver bare å si det at alt det vi kan tenke oss,
remember,
det finnes I boka.
Remember, I'm still talking from the human angle.
Jeg snakker altså fra et menneskelig synspunkt.
It is all right there in the first verse.
Det allerede der I første verset.
The first chapter of the Bible.
Første kapittel I Bibelen.
And so it is with virtually everything.
Og sånn det til synd og sist med alle ting.
So there's no controversy.
Så det ingen kontroverser.
The word of God was given by God through the Holy Spirit by inspiration to us men.
Bibeln ble gitt gjennom den hellige ånd, forfattet gjennom mennesker og gitt til oss.
God has spoken and he spoke very clearly.
Gud har talt og han har talt veldig klart.
And he spoke clearly through his word.
Og han har talt klart gjennom sitt ord.
He spoke on matters concerning him and matters concerning us.
Han har snakket om det som angår ham og det som angår oss.
And he has sworn by revelation in this book.
Og han har sverget ved åpenbaringen I den boken.
That everything he says is absolutely true.
At alt det han har sagt helt sannhet.
There is only one God.
Det bare en Gud.
And he has spoken through one book.
Og han har talt gjennom en bok.
The Bible.
Bibelen.
He has spoken through just one book.
Han har talt gjennom kun en bok, Bibelen.
The Bible. So, what is man's responsibility?
Så hva menneskets ansvar da?
We are to respond to it.
Vi trenger å respondere på det.
We are to obey it.
Vi trenger å adlyde det.
We are to live it.
Vi trenger å leve det ut.
It is through our response and obedience to this book.
Det gjennom vår respons og lydighet mot denne boken.
That determines our life in eternity.
At våre liv får også evighetsverdi.
Nothing else matters.
Ikke noe annet betyr noe.
So with this knowledge,
så med denne kunnskapen,
with this faith,
med denne troen,
that the word of God is spoken to us through this book,
at Guds ord talt til oss gjennom denne boken,
what is then the duty of man?
Så hva da menneskets hensikt?
It is for us to read it.
Det for oss å lese det.
It is for us to study it.
Det for oss å studere det.
To meditate on it.
Og få meditere på det
and to live it
og leve det.
You see, our life in this ministry
for våre liv I denne tjenesten
is centered around the word of God.
Det sentrert rundt Guds ord.
You see, living a Bible based life is not a way of life.
Å leve et bibelbasert liv ikke bare en måte å leve på.
Did somebody hear me?
Det noen som hørte meg?
I say living a Bible based life is not a way of life.
Å leve et bibelbasert liv ikke bare en livsstil.
It is life itself.
Det selve livet.
Amen. It is life itself.
Det selve livet.
Because this is the source.
For dette kilden.
This is the source of life.
Det livets kilde.
This is the source of who I am and who I want to be.
Det hvem jeg og hva jeg ønsker å være.
And this is the source of who we are in this place and who we want to be.
Og det hvem vi og hva jeg ønsker å være.
So make it your base.
så gör det bara låt det vara din
grundmur.
Låt det vara grundmuren.
You will never regret doing so.
Du vill aldrig ångra dig på det.
And I know somebody may ask why do I have to?
Och någon frågar varför måste jag det?
Fair question.
Fem orsaker.
It is fair enough. Somebody may ask why do I have to make this Bible the base of my life?
Någon frågar varför måste jag låta det här vara grundlaget?
We can discuss about it from here to eternity.
Vi kan diskutera det här från evigheten.
And we'll never be able to finish all the reasons why we have to.
Och vi kommer aldrig till att tömma ut det temat.
So, but for the benefit of time.
Men hvis vi tar tid,
we just share a few benefits we get when we make this book the base of our life.
Så ska vi bara dela någon goda grunder till varför vi ska göra Bibeln till grundvalen.
Number one.
Nummer en.
The word of God sustains us.
Guds ord upprätthåller oss.
It is his word that sustains us.
Det är hans ord som håller oss uppe.
You know, we live in a very fast-paced world.
Vi lever I en värld som går väldigt fort.
A world where technology keep on changing every day.
Vår teknologin ändrar sig varje dag.
Can you just rewind your head a bit and think of when there was no aeroplane in the world?
Kan du tänka dig den tiden hvor det ikke var fly, for eksempel?
Just think, how did humanity move around?
Hvordan var det mennesker reiste rundt da?
Think about the time when there was no telephone and internet.
Tenk deg når det ikke var telefon og ikke internet.
Just imagine how life was back then.
Tenk deg hvordan livet var da.
I know Some of our seniors here, they know what I'm talking about.
Någon av våra seniorer här, de vet lite vad jag snakkar om.
Some people sitting by my left may not know.
Men någon av de som sitter på min vänstra sida vet
inte. Yeah, it's quite understood.
Ja, men det skönner.
So you may not know if you think of how life was without smartphone and internet.
Så hvis vi tänker oss utan telefon, utan internet.
Think of the time that people have to go stand on the queue in the bank just to do financial transactions.
Tänk dig den gången du stod I kö bara för att ta ut pengar.
We don't do those things anymore.
Vi gör inte såna ting längre.
In the comfort of your home or room or office, anything you can do everything on your phone.
Du kan göra allt samman från telefonen din.
So the world keeps changing quickly and very fast.
Så världen förändrar sig väldigt fort.
And more is still coming.
Och mer
And all these things, they seem to be things that are coming our way to make our life better and better every time here on earth.
Och all dessa teknologier ska på en måte göra livet vårt bättre och bättre.
So it seems that humanity every day is evolving and developing things that will make us have good life here on earth.
Så det ser ut som all den teknologin är gitt med hensikt att göra livet vårt bättre.
Which is very true and very good.
Som är väldigt bra.
And sometimes somebody may sit back and wonder how important, how relevant is the word of God actually?
Och så kan man då sitta tillbaka och lura på hur viktigt är det då egentligen Guds ord?
Maybe it was relevant in the years past.
Det var relevant för.
But technology have developed everything to make our life good.
Men teknologi har ju hjälpt oss på alla ting.
So maybe the word of God may not be that relevant.
Så kanske inte Guds ord är så relevant längre.
Maybe somebody is thinking that way.
Kanske någon tänker sån.
Or somebody has thought that way.
Eller någon har tänkt så.
But I want to tell you the truth.
Men jag har lust att snu på det.
The word of God is as far more relevant today than it was years ago.
Att Guds ord är ännu mer relevant idag än det var för en del år tillbaka.
It is far more important today in this present world than it was years ago.
Det är så mycket mer relevant I vår världen idag än det kanske var för.
The word of God says.
Vad Guds ord säger?
He said it is written.
Det står skrivet.
It is written.
Det står skrivet.
This is Jesus Christ.
Det är Jesus Kristus.
Jesus Christ quoting Moses.
Som sätts upp mot Moses här.
He said man shall not live by bread alone.
Att han ska människan ska inte leva bara av bröd.
Our living being.
Våra levande kroppar.
We are made of body.
Vi är laget som en kropp.
We are made of soul.
Vi är laget av själ.
We are made of spirit.
Vi är laget av
ande. That is what we are made of.
Det är det vi är laget av.
We need food and water to be able to sustain the body.
Vi trenger vann og mat.
But the spirit and the soul, they are there.
Men ånden og sjelen fortsatt der.
They are part of what makes us human being.
Det en del av det som gjør oss til mennesker.
So the spirit and soul does not eat food and water.
Så sjel og ånd spiser ikke mat og vann.
But the food of the spirit is nothing but the word that comes from God.
Men mat för själen kommer ju från Guds ord.
That is what Jesus Christ tries to tell us.
Det det Jesus berättar oss.
So we may think that everything that technology is doing has done a good job to give us good life.
Så vi kan tänka att teknologin har verkligen gjort mycket för att ge oss ett gott liv, ja.
Yes it has.
Ja, det har det.
But we don't have to starve the spirit and the flesh.
Men det ersätter inte ondens och själens behov.
His word says.
Hans ord säger.
He said the flesh profits nothing.
At sjelen,
it is the spirit that gives life.
Det er ånden som gjør levende.
So we need the word of God every day, every time, every moment for our spirit and soul to remain sustained at all times.
Så vi trenger Guds ord for å opprettholde vår sjel og ånd til enhver tid.
Feed on it.
For å gi det næring.
Number two.
Nummer to.
Time is flying.
Tiden går fort.
Casting out worries and fears.
Kaste ut bekymring og frykt.
You see, we live in a world that we are constantly seeking for approvals.
Vi lever I en verden med mye omskiftninger.
And the younger generation is under severe pressure.
Og den unge generasjonen under stort press.
Yeah, younger generation like me. Like
den unge,
like
unge generasjonen sånn som meg.
They are a lot more under pressure.
De mye mer under press.
Approvals.
For å,
seeking for approval from parents,
for å bli anerkjent av
approval
foreldre,
from school teachers,
fra skolelærere,
approval from our friends,
fra venner,
approval from our peers,
fra folk rundt.
There's a lot of pressure on humanity.
Det mye press på mennesket.
Everybody seeking for approval.
Alle søker anerkjennelse.
But when you live a Bible-centered life,
men hvis du lever et bibelbasert liv,
you are already approved.
Så du anerkjent.
You remember he says in the book of Jeremiah.
For han sier I Jeremia.
He said before you were formed in your mother's womb.
Før du ble formet I mors liv.
He knows you.
Så kjenner jeg deg.
He qualified you.
Han kvalifisert
deg. He justified you.
Han rettferdiggjort
deg. So you are already approved.
Så du anerkjent.
He knows the thoughts and plans he has for you.
Han vet hvilke tanker og planer han har for deg.
You are qualified by God.
Du kvalifisert
av Gud. And his word says in the book of Romans.
Og det sier romerne ofte.
He said whomever the son of man predestined.
At de som han har bestemt, forutbestemt,
those he called and chose.
De har han også kalt
og uttalt. You already approved and qualified.
Så du anerkjent.
Stop putting yourself under pressure.
Så du trenger ikke gå under det presset.
You know, I know you may have heard this before.
Du har kanskje hørt det her før.
Somebody have told you before. You need to think of what you need to consider what people think about you.
Noen tenker på at de må tenke hva det andre tenker om meg.
You need to consider what people think about you. Have you heard that before?
Har du hørt om det?
I think I have had that before.
Jeg har hørt det før.
Which is very okay.
Som greit.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Det ikke noe galt med
but you see, what I bother more most.
Men det jeg bekymres for mest.
And the most important.
Og som det viktigste.
Is what God, does God think about me?
Det hva Gud tenker
and
om
what
meg.
Do I think about myself?
Og hva jeg tenker om meg selv.
What other people think about me is secondary.
Det som andre tenker
because
om meg
I am approved and qualified of God.
Underordnet.
I am justified of God.
Jeg rettferdiggjort av Gud.
Amen.
Amen.
You see, when you live a Bible-based life,
når du lever et bibelbasert liv,
it does not only benefit you.
Så det ikke bare at det kommer deg til gode.
It also benefits people around you.
Men det kommer også andre til gode.
The people around you are also influenced.
De også påvirket av det.
And all of us, we are all role models.
Og vi alle rollemodeller.
Don't look down on yourself.
Ikke se ned på deg selv.
Don't think that you're still too young.
Ikke si at du for ung.
Or that you're too old.
Eller at du for gammel.
All of us are all role models to somebody.
Men vi alle rollemodeller for noen.
I have shared this story here one time before.
Og jeg har delt denne historien før.
I have only one sister.
Jeg har bare en søster.
And so many brothers.
Og så mange brødre.
Six brothers.
Seks brødre.
And my sister is far older than me.
Og min søster mye eldre enn meg.
And I remember when I was still very small.
Men jeg husker da jeg var liten.
Maybe 7 or 8 years.
7-8 år.
I used to observe my sister very closely.
Så fulgte jeg nøye med på søsteren min.
She was very religious person.
Hun var en veldig religiøs person.
And I remember that every night.
Og hver kveld,
before she go to bed,
før hun gikk til sengs,
she went down by her bed,
så knelte hun ned ved senga.
Then she went down there and be praying for a very long time.
Ba hun for veldig, veldig lenge.
Maybe it could be maybe 5 or 10 minutes.
Kanskje det bare var 5 minutter.
But with my the eyes of 7 or 8 years old, so I think it's a very long time that sister is praying.
Som liten så synes hun ba veldig lenge.
And then I would go and peep.
Og så kikket jeg litt.
And I see that sister is kneeling down like this by her bed.
Og så jeg og kikket.
I have no idea what sister was doing.
Jeg visste ikke helt hva hun drev med.
But after some time,
men etter en tid,
I began to do like sister.
Så begynte jeg å gjøre som henne.
Before I go to bed, I kneel down.
Så jeg begynte også å knele.
I have no clue what I was doing.
Og jeg visste ikke helt hva jeg drev med.
But something important happened.
Men noe viktig skjedde.
That on Sundays,
at noen dager,
sister doesn't do that.
Nei, noen dager gjorde det ikke.
That was a mystery.
Det var veldig rart.
How could sister kneel down every day, but on Sunday she doesn't?
På søndagene så gjorde hun ikke det.
And I never for once had the courage to ask her.
Og jeg hadde aldri mot til å spørre henne hvorfor.
And at a point I think I figured it out.
Og på et punkt så skjønte jeg det.
I felt I was very smart.
Jeg synes jeg var veldig smart da.
Okay, maybe when you go to church on Sunday.
Kanskje når du går på til kirke på søndag.
All prayers are already said.
Så alle bønner allerede.
So you don't need to pray again in the night.
Så du trenger ikke å be en gang til da.
That's smart.
Det var nok det som var årsaken.
I figured it out.
Jeg skjønte det.
So I no longer pray on Sunday like sister.
Så jeg ba heller ikke på søndag kveld.
And you know what? You know what?
Vet du hva?
I never for once asked my sister why.
Jeg har aldri spurt henne hvorfor.
In fact, I only told her the story 4 years ago when she visited.
Jeg fortalte henne derimot denne historien
da hun besøkte oss. All of us are role models. All of us are role models.
Noen av oss rollemodeller.
As I always say,
som jeg alltid sier,
our lifestyle as Christians,
våre liv som kristne,
may be the only Bible some people will ever read.
Vil være noen den eneste Bibelen andre mennesker
leser. When we say we are Christians,
så når vi sier at vi kristne,
we carry the image of God in our forehead and in our shoulder.
Så bærer vi Bibelens ord på vår panne og på våre skuldre.
The streets you see today.
Den veien du ser I dag.
There's a lot of emptiness in the streets.
Det veldig mye tomhet der.
There's a lot of hunger and thirst in the streets.
Det mye hunger og lengsel I gatene.
Forget the smiling faces that you see.
Bare glem disse her ansiktene som du ser.
The soul and spirit of all the smiling faces you see on the street, they hunger and thirst.
De ansiktene du ser, det hjerter, det sjeler som lengter etter Gud.
They don't thirst for the things of the physical.
De ikke så opptatt av det kroppslige.
They thirst for the things on the inside.
De lengter etter det indre.
So with your Bible-based life,
som med ditt bibelbaserte liv,
you can influence the emptiness of the street.
Så kan du påvirke og gi noe til den tomheten
and,
som
And finally,
Endelig.
When you live in the word of God,
når du lever I Guds ord,
success comes your way.
Så kommer du til å lykkes.
Look at what God told Joshua.
Se hva Gud sa til Josua.
In Joshua chapter 1 verse 8.
1 vers 8.
He said this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth.
La ikke denne bokens ord vike fra din munn.
You shall meditate upon it day and night.
Du skal grunne på den dag og natt.
And when you do,
og når du gjør det,
you have good success.
Så skal du lykkes.
Your ways will be prosperous.
På dine alle dine veier.
If you read this from the from behind.
Når du snur på det her.
If you read it from behind, not from the top.
Hvis du lever det her baklengs.
And then you ask yourself a question.
Så stiller jeg selv et spørsmål.
Do I want to live a successful life?
Ønsker jeg å leve et lykkelig liv? You
know, success is relative, right?
Altså, lykkelig jo et litt skummelt ord.
So what is success for me may not be for someone else.
Success for meg kanskje ikke det
But
samme
all
for
all of us want to live a good life.
Men vi ønsker alle å leve et godt
all
liv.
All of us want to have a good success in our lives.
Vi ønsker å ha Guds lykke og suksess I livet.
When you meditate on this word,
når du mediterer på ordet,
when you live it,
du lever det,
you shall have good success.
Så vil du ha god suksess.
The key to it is meditate on the word.
Men nøkkelen å meditere på ordet.
So what is it that you and I desire in life?
Så det, hva det vi ønsker I vårt liv da?
Is it a blessing?
Det velsignelse?
Jesus said.
Jesus sier,
blessed are those who hear my word and obey it.
Velsignet de som hører mitt ord og tar imot det.
Is it purity?
Det renhet?
The word of God purifies us.
Så renser Guds ord oss.
Do you want to grow?
Hvis du vil vokse,
in any aspect of your life.
I alle områder på I
His liv. Word says, desire the pure milk of the word, so that you may be able to grow.
Så sier Bibelen at vi skal trakte etter Guds rene ord, for da vil vi vokse.
Do you want healing and power?
Vil du ha helbredelse og kraft?
It is all in this book.
Det finnes I denne boken.
Because through His stripes you are healed.
For gjennom hans sår har du fått legedom.
Are you lacking strength?
Mangler du kraft?
The strength of the Almighty God is here.
Guds mektige kraft
Because
her.
He is all powerful.
Fordi han kraft.
Are you in search of peace and joy?
Hvis det fred og glede.
Paul always starts his writing by saying,
så sier Bibelen, Paulus sier,
he say, this is I write to you so that you may have joy.
Dette har jeg skrevet til dere for at dere skal eie den gleden.
When you imbibe in the word of God,
når du forblir I ordet,
all these things shall be added and even more.
Så vil det her bli gitt deg og mer.
This word lasts forever.
Dette ordet varer for alltid.
Jesus Christ says.
Jesus Kristus sier.
Say heaven and earth will pass away.
At himmel og jord skal forgå.
But not a word.
Men ikke et ord.
Not a letter.
Ikke en bokstav.
In my word.
I mitt ord.
Will pass away.
Skal gå forgå.
This word is for eternity.
Dette ordet for alltid.
You and I can also live forever.
Vi kan også leve for evig.
But we have to have this word inside of us.
Men da må vi ha dette ordet I oss.
Psalmist says.
Så psalmisten sier.
He said the grasses may wither.
Sier at gresset,
the flowers may
blomstene,
fail. But the word of God stands forever.
Det visner, men Guds ord står fast.
You too can stand and last forever.
Du kan også stå fast og forbli.
It is all written here.
Det alt her.
Develop a reading plan.
Så utvikle en leseplan.
Spend quality time in the word.
Ha kvalitetstid I ordet.
Read it.
Les det.
Study it.
Studer det.
Meditate on it.
Mediter på det.
Reflect on it.
Reflekter rundt det.
Obey it.
Adlyd det.
Live it.
Lev det.
And you know what?
Vet du hva?
Just do it now.
Just do it.
Amen.
Amen.
Can we be on our feet as we praise the name of the Almighty God?
Kan vi reise oss opp I det vi går mot avslutningen?
Hallelujah. There are so many things to pray for.
Det så mange ting som vi kan be for.
But there's only one important prayer point I want to take.
Det en viktig bønneemne jeg vil ta.
You know, there are so many of us who try to say we've been reading this book, but it does not really, you know, we don't really catch the meaning, the deep in revelation into it.
Det kan være så vanskelig å få tak I åpenbaringen I Bibelen noen ganger. Kanskje du strever med det.
His word says that letter kills.
Bibelen sier at bokstaven slår ihjel.
So I want to pray a prayer.
Så jeg vil be en bønn.
A prayer of revelation.
En bønn om åpenbaring.
You know, sometimes let's just be honest.
Noen ganger, la oss være ærlige.
It is not all the time that you pick this book that you understand what it is saying.
Så det ikke alltid at når du leser boken så skjønner du.
I think it's only me.
Det ikke bare meg vel?
Yeah. Okay. I'm lucky enough it's not only me.
Det godt ikke bare meg.
But the truth is that there are sometimes you pick it, you may not really think you understood anything.
Men noen ganger så kan du lese og tenke at jeg har ikke forstått noen ting her.
So the prayer now.
So bønnen nå
is that God will open our eyes of the spirit to see what He has for us in our world.
At Gud vil åpne våre hjertes øyne så vi kan
every
se
single
forstå.
Time, every single time that you pick up this book,
hver gang du tar opp boken,
there's always a revelation for you.
Så det alltid en åpenbaring her for deg.
It may be a chapter you have read over and over.
Det kan være at du har lest kapitlet mange ganger.
It may be a verse you have seen so many times.
Et vers du har sett så mange ganger.
But because the word is life and powerful,
men fordi ordet levende og virkekraftig,
it will always reveal something new to you every day.
Så vill vi kunna uppenbara något nytt
så let us open our heart now to accept.
Låt oss öppna våra hjärtan nu.
Let us keep our heart open now and ask God to come and release the spirit of revelation to me.
Och bara låt be Gud och ge oss uppenbaring
så att each time I open your word.
Så när jag öppnar ditt ord Herre.
You come and speak straight to my heart and my soul.
Så kom och tal direkt till mitt ord.
You come and reveal your word to me.
Ta uppenbar ditt ord för mig.
Open up your mouth and make that request unto him.
Nå be med dine egne ord og la Gud få lov til å svare på en
sånn with your mouth he can make that confession.
For med din munn så kan du bekjenne akkurat
say, Father, in the name of Jesus,
see, Jesus I
ditt
navn,
pray this moment,
så be jeg I denne stund,
come and reveal yourself to me in your word.
Kom og åpenbar ditt ord for
come
meg.
And speak to me anytime I pick up your word to study it.
Kom og tal til meg hver gang jeg tar fram ditt ord
come,
for å studere det.
Spirit of revelation,
kom åpenbaringsånd,
come and give me that open word that you have for me every day, every time.
Kom og gi meg det ordet åpenbaring hver dag.
Your word is spirit, it is life.
Ditt ord on det liv.
Let the life in your word come over me right now.
La ordet I livet I ditt ord komme over meg.
Touch my eyes of understanding.
Åpne mitt mine øyne så jeg kan forstå.
Give me the grace to understand and obey.
Gi meg nåde til å forstå og adlyde.
Give me the grace to live your word every day of my life.
Gi meg nåde til å leve ut ditt ord hver dag.
Blessed be your name, Father.
Velsignet ditt navn,
thank you for hearing the prayers and cries of your people.
Tack att du hörer våra böner.
Be thou glorified, Jesus.
Herre, ditt namn är äret.
In Jesus name we have prayed.
I Jesu namn har vi bett.
Amen.
Amen.